Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Oh, there's so much I want to talk about today. I might actually record two episodes. Not do the double header like I did last week where I started with something and I ended up with something completely different. Anyway, the first thing I want to talk about today is this idea, like, you know, in all the personal development work, not all, but a lot of the personal development work that I've done over the years, and I guess in that purpose sense, you know, like when we're talking about finding our purpose or whatever, a lot of the work is around, like, you know, coaching in general. Not all coaching, but some coaching. Anyway, let me get to the fucking point, hey? The goal setting thing, right? Like, I've never really been down with the goal setting. And even when it comes to, like, vision boarding, when I'm on retreat, we do vision boarding, but it's not like the law of attraction shit, right? Like, this is what I want to, this is it, right? Like, this is the whole thing. The law of attraction thing is what I'm talking about here. It's like, you know, you get so clear on what you want to manifest into the world, and then you visualize it every day, and then it arrives. You know, like fucking whoever it was, Will Smith or someone like that, writing a check to themselves for $1 million. And that person who, I can't remember who, Jim Carrey was it, who was like, who drove to the house he wanted to buy every day, even when he was broke. You know, there's that kind of, and then they end up buying that house. Well, see, that's cool. But for most people, I don't really see it working. It certainly hasn't worked for me personally. In fact, all it ends up doing is making me feel a bit bitter and twisted. And so I've always taken like a, oh, not always, but like I've taken a different approach. And because here's the thing, right? When we're so specific in our request from the universe or whatever, I feel like what happens is we deny the magic that can unfold, right? And then we're often disappointed. The universe or whatever you want to call it is trying to deliver you something, and you're close to it because you've got this specific vision. And this is why even like income goals and shit like that just doesn't work for me. It's demotivating. It's not something that like makes me feel like I want to, I don't know. It's just something that I've never resonated with, and it just never has worked for me. So, but it doesn't mean I don't get what I want. So, and I get to be really hands-off about that, which is the bit that I love, right? Like, there's this whole, like, well, you don't just put a wish out there and then, like, wait for it to land. You've got to take action. And to a certain extent, maybe. And then also, maybe not. So, and I guess it depends on what that action looks like. Is it like, hey, is it like action as in you've got this mapped out plan and it's like, right, well, now I'm taking this step and this is the action, this is the next action, this is the next action to get me towards that goal? Or do you just keep taking like action that's aligned in the kind of direction you want to go? You know, for me, it's about like sometimes it's about specific opportunities and sometimes it's about how I want to feel. You know, like they're not, it's not something that I'm really attached to, because this is the thing. Attachment is the thing that fucks it all up, right? When we're attached to it looking a certain way, when we're attached to it arriving from a certain place, we really fuck it up. So I have had a couple of things happen just this week, because the other thing I want to talk about is how sometimes where was I going with this? Hang on, it'll come back to me. Come on, Bill. Where was I going? Just completely lost connection to my frequency there for a second. Let me have a think. So I'm talking about how, my God, how, and you will hear all this live because this is what happens to humans sometimes. Right. So I was talking about, what the fuck was I talking about? Aligned action and the goal setting stuff. And I know you're all screaming at me, you were talking about this, and I'm just here going, and it's just like tick 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 the seconds are going past and it's still not coming to me. So yeah, aligned action. I was talking about, oh yeah, that's right. I was talking about how sometimes things come from unexpected places, and sometimes they can happen really, really quickly because there is no real attachment. So sometimes we don't actually have to do anything for opportunities to come to us, right? And we're also focused on making shit happen. And sometimes we can just sit back and let the work that we've done catch up. Right? We've all planted the seed and then we're screaming at the plant, fucking grow. But seeds grow in their own time and they require, you know, the things, sun, water, oxygen, et cetera, to flourish. There's no timeline on that shit. I mean, sometimes there's a rough timeline, like you plant some fucking snow peas and they should be sprouting in a few days, but that's not most of our big dreams, right? Like they take time and some things fruit and some don't. And we don't know which seeds are gonna bear the most fruit. And so I had a couple of things happen this week where I had asked for, and just really not, like it wasn't like I was desperate for it or anything like that, but I had just said to some friends on a, like actually it was in Kelly's commune program. We had our last live call last night and I had said, like, you know, what I want to take forward from this is connection. I want to, you know, I've really missed group work. I've done a lot of facilitating, but I haven't done a lot of like being involved as a participant in group work lately. Probably for a couple of years actually. And I've missed making new connections and meeting like-minded people and having space to not have to be the person holding the space, you know, which is really important for space holders. It's really important that we have enough courage to be able to go to other spaces and be willing to be held in those spaces. I'm gonna lead by example here. So so just on that call, and I said to the girls, like, I'd really love to have more connection and I really love to do more group programs, you know, and I've said lately I'd like to be maybe doing some collaboration or, yeah, I'd be invited to some stuff. And so this morning I woke up to an email from a friend of mine, Emily Ann Peterson, who, if you've been around here for a long time or you listened to Make Some Noise, you might remember her. She was the is it a cellist? Is that a cello player or a cellist? And she ended up with a hand tremor, which meant she couldn't, you know, she spent her whole life playing the cello and then all of a sudden she couldn't, and it was her livelihood. And so she had to really find herself, and she runs a thing called the School of Bravery. Anyway, back at the beginning of my journey with depression, one of the things that shifted, or one of the things that set me on this trajectory, was my psychologist had, or psychotherapist, she had recommended to me The Artist's Way by Julie Cameron. And we spoke about that. It came up quite a few times in Make Some Noise. It's a book that has just a really profound impact on most people who touch it. And so Emily reached out to see if I'd like to kind of be part of a program that she's running, which is Following the Artist's Way. And so I am going to do it, and I want to invite you guys to do it too. So if you're interested in learning more, it's like a 12-week journey, and I think it's only about $50 to participate. And it's going to be cool, because that is one cool book. Emily is just a really cool chick, and I think it's always important for us to reconnect to our inner artist, you know? So it's definitely worth considering. And if you want to come on that journey with me, let me know, and I'll give you a link with all the details. Just contact me via Instagram or Facebook or via email, via the website, carlinimo.com, wherever you usually reach out to me. Reach out and I'll send you a link with some info on it. It's going to be really fucking cool. But that just like arrived overnight, and I had done nothing to promote that. But it's exactly what I was asking for, right? I wasn't like, I want somebody to offer me an opportunity that looks exactly like this. I was just like, hey, you know, I'd be open to some kind of collaboration or another group experience. You know, I've definitely been thinking about diving back into my creativity a bit more, and yeah, and this just ticked all the boxes, and it arrived, because I wasn't desperately seeking. When we're desperately seeking, it's like there's nothing more sure of keeping something at arm's length than desperately seeking human beings. So, and the other thing that happened was, a while back I got this opportunity someone contacted me about working on a podcast, and it was going to be a big project. It was going to involve some big names, and you know, it would have been a fun project to work on, but it wasn't quite sitting right with me. I'm not sure what it was, but it just energetically something wasn't right, and I can't explain it, but you know, I guess I don't know. Just, and I spoke to Cal about it, because I couldn't put my finger on what it was. And anyway, when I was speaking to her, I had said, oh, you know, I'd be really open to doing something like this. I just don't think this is the project for me. So basically I'd be open to doing something even like at a discounted rate for the right organization and the right project, if it felt really, really aligned. And so then I was contacted by an organization that I really fucking love, and I've been a massive supporter of since its inception. And they want me to produce a show with them. And it was just like a full body fuck yes. You know, like, oh my God, yes, I 100%, I want in, you know? So sometimes, right, it takes the universe to give us something. Like, you know, I love producing, so I'm always excited to have another producing role come up. And particularly with these organizations that I love working, you know, and I think they're really impactful. Like the project I do on Indigenous health with GP Training Queensland, and the shows that I work on with Southern Cross Uni around regenerative farming and collaborative farming. Like, these things are cool projects to work on, and I'm always open to opportunities that are going to like push the envelope and raise awareness on topics that I think are really important. And so this opportunity just came completely out of the blue, right? And it came from saying no to an opportunity, because I was brave enough to check in and go, you know what, like, yeah, this is an opportunity that has come my way, and I'm really grateful for it, but it's not the right time, it's not the right opportunity, thank you. And then not like a, well, you know, when's the next opportunity going to come from? Oh my God, like, what am I going to do? Because if I pass on this opportunity, what if another opportunity doesn't come up? You know, all that fucking talk that goes on within you, and when something like this comes up and you're not, and then you take it on, what happens? It's a royal pain in the ass. So I had always, it never works out well, or rarely. Sometimes things surprise you, but mostly when it's like a, when you're on the fence about something and you say yes and it ends up being a fucking nightmare, right? So I'd said no, with no other real big things on the horizon. And then, just fucking out of the blue, here comes an opportunity that ticks all of my boxes, right? So there is, I guess there's one thing that I want to point out here, and it's like, I haven't been sitting on my ass doing nothing, just like waiting for the opportunities. That's not really what I've been doing. There's been an element of like, I've not been involved in trying to make this happen. I've just been going about living my life, sharing my work with the world, making sure that I'm there and I'm visible, and not out of a like, oh, here, look at me, I need to be visible way, but just in a like a really organic, natural way. This is how I show up in the world, and when I get over myself and I'm okay with showing up in the world, this is how I show up in the world regardless of what comes of that, you know? And so from there, opportunities come. They're not forced. They're not on my vision board. They're not on an 18-month business plan. I just work really, really organically within the now. And I throw shit out there and it does come back. But most of the time, we are so dog-eared, fixated on a certain outcome that we miss these opportunities that come up because they haven't quite fit the box, you know? So I guess I wanted to share this because, number one, I think sometimes we're overlooking opportunities that are right in front of us because of that, because they're not exactly what we thought. We're closing ourselves off to things when we have a very specific, clear picture in mind of what we want. And I don't think that's necessarily true for everyone. I think for some people, having that like goal and that vision and working towards it is what they wake up in the morning for. And it's really motivating. Now, if that's you, then don't fucking sit back and just wait like I do. Go and make that shit happen if it works for you. But if it hasn't, if you are one of those people like me who, when you find yourself pushing, it feels like pushing shit uphill and you're constantly trying to make shit happen and it's not working out and you're ending up all bitter and twisted because you never get what you want, then try a different approach. You know, I used to always talk about George Costanzaing it, like doing the opposite and see what happens. All right. Well, that's it from me today. Until next week or whenever. Peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.